everything I've done is bootstrapped. I'm nobody in terms of like, I'm not friends with the VC. I don't know angel investors. I didn't come, you know, to coding with any sort of huge background and like, oh yes, well, hey, I know this particular, like I learned it all just from hustle.
I'm Alex Blumberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. This is the LA Startup Spotlight featuring Gregory Storm, and it is a two-part episode. Yes, it was so robust, full of information on how to be the best app developer you could possibly be and create really, really, really engaging mobile apps. So in order to check out both episodes, just go to wearelatech.fm. That's wearelatech.fm to stay tuned. Or if you subscribe on iTunes or wherever you are in the mobile world, making sure you're listening to podcasts, you can check out both part one and part two of this awesome episode. And now we have part two of the LA Startup Spotlight with Gregory Storm. Woo!
Hey, everybody. My name is Gregory Storm. I am a app developer and I'm a writer and a director and a creative. Basically, I'm a creative person. I make things. That's what I do.
So marketing, how do you get those initial humans using
the
your
initial
app?
Way was put it out and you got 7 days and part of Apple Store where if somebody liked it and it took off, like I had this photography app, which was just at the time I was just showcasing my photography. It had like 1,000 downloads in the first week. I'm like,
amazing.
What? Like, why do people care about what? It was weird. Now I've put some stuff out that now you have to market, and Apple has kind of killed organic growth for indies. And, you know, as an indie, I've definitely felt it. But also as an indie who knows how to market, it benefits the people who are willing to spend dollars. But now the problem is you have to spend dollars if you really want to get any type of initial traction. Mm-hmm. And there are smart ways to do it, which I'm happy to tell everyone listening, because, again, I want all of you who support Esprit and We Are LA Tech to benefit from listening to this. We can get into that later. But there are, you have to market. And one of the main key places that I really love is Facebook, because it's very easy to get set up.
Right.
Or it's easy to start.
Right.
But Facebook does not do a good job at telling you how to succeed.
Right.
And so I try to tell people, and they could do it. They can make two simple changes that really help people.
Yeah.
Like, are you familiar with Pixel?
Yes.
You know, I did
but
a
But I don't use it. But I'm familiar
with it. You don't use Pixel?
No, but I
Okay, I already got on you about not having the banner, the smart banner
at
the top.
And now I do because of you.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we're talking about is, so if you have an iPhone app, this does not count for Android, at least at the moment, without using a third party. If you have an iOS app and you have a website, and when you go to your website, if there's not a way to download your app, then you can do that with just adding one simple line of code. It's one simple thing. I wish I knew it off the top of my head, but you know, maybe put it in the show notes.
We'll make sure to put it in the show notes, but also on that beat, how can people connect with you and they can email you directly as well?
Okay.
Or tweet you or...
Yeah, okay. So you could tweet at Greg Storm or call because no one will. So I have no problem giving my phone number. It's 818-720-4852. That's 818-720-4852.
I always think it's so crazy that people don't take advantage of an amazing opportunity like that.
I did this talk at GDC. Was it last year? Yeah, last year. And it was about Facebook and marketing and all that stuff. And there's like 1,000 people in the room. And to prove my point of what I was talking about, I said, okay, and here's all these things that you do to get trending. And I said, okay, everybody, open up your phone. And you open up your iPhones and hit the search tab on the bottom. And everyone's like waiting for me to tell them what to type into the search. I said, no, just look at the number two app on the trending. Cause we're trending, I think number two or three.
Yeah.
Like out of 2 million apps in the US or whatever, we're number three on trending.
Yeah.
Because I knew what time I was going to talk in front of the people. And I wanted to say, hey, here, if you do these things, or if you market, you can hit the trending chart. Even though that's a lot harder to do, but
insane.
Yeah.
Wait, so how did you get your Facebook group to 30,000 people?
Okay, so I had this idea called Feedback Friday. So Facebook groups are interesting, right? Like, we make sure to keep it, like, I didn't start the group. I came on when I think there's like somewhere around 8,000 people. And I just
still
was
a lot
really,
of people.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, another 22 grand. That's not too bad. What I did is I just started posting everything that I was learning, because I don't know this stuff inherently. I just try things. And because I have so many apps, I learn and I take all the lessons and I then, hey, here's what works. And I was sharing all of these case studies.
100%. People ask me all the time how my podcast got to be like number one in the country or whatever, or like how this.
I'm sorry,
how that.
Go back. You're number one in the country?
Not this moment.
But you have been number one in the country. Oh, yeah. That's right. You were like the top
the
banner
marquee.
With the.
Both my shows.
With that photo with
both,
that
both
super
my shows weren't marquee. All my shows have been in the top, like at the very main screen across all categories.
Okay, that
one
is
of
impressive.
My shows, Women in Tech, was in the marquee as well.
That is awesome.
That was
like,
crazy.
Take a moment for yourself to realize how awesome that is. Like in
that
this beautiful
crazy.
Office, by the way, if you have not seen photos of this, this office is amazing and it has the greatest energy. But take a moment to so you're not going to like pat yourself on the back. I will pat you on the back, even though I'm sitting over here. You're doing an amazing job.
Thank you.
And it's just so inspiring. Like I said, it's inspiring
Thank
to
you.
See because before all this happened and like, I remember the first episode and now you're like at the top of the charts.
That's exciting.
Yeah, that is awesome.
No, but the reason why I share that is because people say, you know, how did you do that? What was your tactic to do that? I'm like, I've never had a tactic. I share my process.
Right.
Because I want to connect with my surroundings. I just, like, even yesterday, I had to make a really hard decision. I was sharing with you. I had to make a really hard decision in my company. You guys have heard it on the show that I have the We Are Late Tech Experience Club. And obviously the podcast and the Experience Club. I messaged all the members that the Experience Club is going on hiatus indefinitely because I need to focus my attention on the podcast. And that was really hard. I was crying when I messaged them. It was a really hard day for me yesterday. But then I posted about the experience on my Facebook, like, you know, and I find a lot of power in being vulnerable.
Yeah.
Like if I could be honest, then I have nothing to hide. You know,
right.
I don't have to pretend to be anything because I'm just putting it all out there.
Yeah.
And so I think there's just something really like connective about that. Like I'm saying, I feel like I just broke up with like a long-term boyfriend, but really it's like my company, you know, and it's not breaking up. It's this product that I totally believe in that has created so much good for me and for them. And I had the hardest time saying goodbye and like, you know, and it's like this really... I mean, quite honestly, I thought it was a little bit cheesy, but it was very real for me.
Of course, because
you know?
It's something that you built.
I was like crying, bawling, like, right, you know, but, and then I couldn't believe it. Like everybody was so surprised. I didn't expect, I really thought like Facebook's algorithm wouldn't even show it to anybody. And then when I saw Facebook, like later on, I had like so many likes and comments on it. I was like, whoa, like people really resonate with this. But that is like, quote unquote, the secret to my marketing. It's like, I'm vulnerable. I put myself out there and I share it as I discover. Behind you, you see mobile podcasting boxes called Snap Recorder. I was so excited when I got those. I like post about them, you know, because I'm genuinely like super stoked on what I'm doing. Yeah, they're mobile podcasts. I'll show you later.
I do like when I did my first podcast, I was doing the blanket over the head thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I did in Iceland.
But the reason that I mentioned the thousand, you know, the people at, you know, GDC, because at the end, they're like, okay, well, what's the best way? I can give out my email address too.
But you hate email.
But I don't like email.
Yeah.
Because it takes me, and this is probably stupid, but, and I know this as a fault. It takes me way too long to respond to an email.
Yeah.
Like it would take me 15 minutes because I rewrite and I'm like, oh, that could, does this make more sense? Cause again, I'm a writer and I'm always rewriting.
Right. Yeah.
And so I would rather somebody call me and say, can I have 5 minutes or 10 minutes of your time than me spend 15 minutes and writing one email. And then there's a back and forth where they're not getting their question answered. So that's why I just gave up my phone. So I gave up my phone number to 1,000 people. And I've spoken at a couple of other places like AFI, guy for the last 4 years in terms of actors and whatever, and how to, you know, do anyway. And I gave up my phone number the last 3 or 4 years. So I've given up my phone number 2,500 times.
How many people have called?
Guess how many people have called?
Zero.
About 2,500. Higher than zero.
Three.
Yeah.
Three on the dot?
Three. Let's see. There's
yeah. So
three on the dot. Yeah. Three. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because
one of those
people. Do you know
why that? Oh, go ahead.
Well, one of those people said, can I take you to lunch? Because they had this pitch that they were working on. And I was like, okay, well, I've been in that, you know, scenario. So I'm glad to, I went to lunch, gave them a few hours of my time and said, here's, you know, and they're like, oh my God, thank you. And then another guy, I was speaking at the Writers Guild about when I was transitioning into apps. I'm like, here's at least what I see where us as writers going in terms of being in mobile and tech and apps. And he called me 3 weeks later saying, hey, I really listened to what you said. I built something. Can I show you?
How cool is that?
I was like, oh my God. Yes. When, where I am there, I will drive to. Yes. And
that's
and,
so cool.
And this was like two and a half years ago. We're still friends now.
That's
like
awesome.
We meet all the time. This guy,
so cool.
And this guy is like a writer who's writing like, you know, big movies.
That's so cool.
And he's like, I built something. Like I respond to doers.
Yeah.
And doers pick up the phone and aren't afraid to call.
No, but that's the thing. No. Okay. We may be afraid.
Well,
but
okay,
we do it anyway.
But you do it anyway, yeah.
And that's what I was going to say. The reason why I believe people don't call you or don't utilize an opportunity like that in any area is because we impose self-limiting beliefs on ourselves. Mm-hmm. That person probably doesn't want to talk to us. We're not good enough. I'm not ready. Like, I won't know what to say.
Yeah.
They're too busy.
Yeah, I had people tell me
they weren't serious.
Yeah, they thought I was kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, they thought, oh, well, he's just saying that. And I was like, no, this is really my number.
Yeah.
Because people after the GDC event, they said, yeah, was that really your number? I said, yeah, why wouldn't it be my number? Like, I'm serious. I don't want to email you because I'm not going to be as helpful for you as an email, but I really want to help people.
Totally.
And just give me a call.
Totally.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yes.
So we've absorbed, but I don't want to like let you go without asking a few of the core questions.
Oh, all right.
Why LA and not another startup city?
Because I live here and I'm married and this is where I could be better. And this is why, you know, coming on the show was a big deal and listening to you is a big deal. And is I want to be more involved in the tech community in LA.
Yeah.
Because I do everything or have done most of my stuff myself. I mean, it's like the team is my wife and I. I mean, so we're a husband and wife company.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, recently for this one, I brought on somebody else. But prior to now, it's just been me. And so I don't necessarily haven't felt like I needed to be immersed in the quote unquote tech scene in order to do what I was doing. Because also... Right.
Amen, by the way.
Yeah.
I travel around the world interviewing, you know, women in tech and in LA, you know, LA tech. And everyone around the world thinks that you have to be in Silicon Valley to succeed.
Yes.
Like everywhere. And I'm like, no, what you need to do to succeed is execute.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do.
Yes. You need to get.
And you need to build in the English language. Because it's a bigger market.
Well, true.
Yeah.
I felt like, yes, this is for all you bootstrappers out there. You don't need to raise financing. You don't need to raise funds. Everything I've done is bootstrapped. I'm nobody in terms of like, I'm not friends with the VC. I don't know angel investors. I didn't come, you know, to coding with any sort of huge background and like, oh yes, well, hey, I know this particular, like I learned it all just from hustle. And so if you have, and I'm very mindful of saying, oh, it's easy. Cause my wife gets on me when I say stuff is easy. She goes, it's easy for you. Cause you could look at that line of, you could look at this page of code and see what's wrong with it. But so what I'm about to say is not necessarily easy, but it is not without, like, if you are able to listen to this podcast, you are already in a good enough position that you can go out and start your startup today with nobody else's help.
Totally
if you do not have the money to afford a Mac, go to the library and the library has computers and you can now code in Xcode using Linux. Find out if there's a library next to you that or around you that has Linux on a machine and start learning to code there. There are paid courses that you've talked about on the show.
Hackreactor.com/scholarships. You could get a scholarship to learn how to become an engineer.
Really?
Yeah, and they support you in finding a full-time job. Hack Reactor's main passion, and this is what's so exciting, and I think this is what makes them different from the other organizations. Typically, if there's a programming class, it's like how to dabble in programming, or, you know, I want to understand programming more as a marketer. The passion that Hack Reactor has is they want to help people who want to become engineers to help them become legitimate full-time engineers and like hold their hand through the process. And so it's specifically for people who have a dream of being a full-time respectable engineer. And so if you go to hackreactor.com/scholarship, I think it's either scholarship or scholarships. If you can't find it, just tweet at We Are LA Tech and I'll send it to you. Yeah. And then you could go to programming school.
Outside of that, if you're not, because do you have to be in LA in order to do Hack Reactor?
No. Hack Reactor is in LA, is in New York, is in Austin, and they also have an online, like remote version.
But outside of them, because I know about them and there's, you know, a bunch of others that cost $25 or more, or there's, you know, you could learn a good amount on YouTube. And this is for the person who doesn't have any money.
Dude.
Yeah.
Where'd I learn how to podcast?
YouTube.
Yeah.
Yes.
What mics to buy?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Absolutely.
How to edit.
Yep.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
So look, if you're learning how to code and you want to do it off YouTube, Code with Chris is one channel. Let's Build That App is another one. Via Software is another. Geeky Lemon is another. All of those are free. They have really
amazing,
great information that will help you, especially like Code with Chris has this thing on how to learn Swift. And I've been watching the How to Learn Swift with Code with Chris. I mean, because I know Objective-C and I'm like, this is really cool.
That's
like if
awesome.
I didn't know anything, he gives you enough that you could
so
start.
Cool.
And just in case you're wondering if it's worth learning to code as a founder, because I'm guessing a lot of founders listen to this and they're like, oh, I'm not technical. And I was just, somebody on the group just posted recently saying, I'm not a technical person. I want to start a company. I want to know what's the best way. My response was, okay, I need to know the answer to a few questions. One, how much time do you have?
Right.
Two, are you bootstrapped or are you funded?
Right.
Three, so are you going to build one app or two? And is this like your passion that you're going to stick with? And
yes.
She said yes. And so since she said yes, I said, okay, she said yes. Her timeline was 1 to 2 years before she felt that her product was going to be built. And I said, oh, and then she was self-funded and she didn't. Oh yeah. And one of the questions was, what's your budget?
Right.
And she didn't have a budget. I said, perfect. I know exactly what your path is. Learn to code. And she's like, I don't know how to code, but I was thinking about it. I said, great, do that. Because if you're giving yourself 1 to 2 years, you can learn to code, especially in Swift,
totally,
in a few months.
Yeah.
And once you do that, as a non-coding, non-technical founder, you are empowering yourself to be that technical person that when it comes to raising money, VCs and angel investors will look at you like, oh, whoa, okay, you have another technical person on the team. You're now worth a little bit more.
Totally.
And if you ever wanted to go get a job, you will get snapped up in seconds being technical. Like I'm looking for somebody in LA to code because, you know, I'm getting to the point where I'm not going to be able to do everything on my own and grow. And I need people. I need team.
And whatever. Where should they tweet you if they want the job?
At Greg Storm. Or call 818-720-4852. Or if you want to send me an email that I probably won't get to, it's gregory@emseeapp.com. So gregory@mceapp.com.
Now, if you had one ask of the community, we have thousands of people listening. So something that they could do to support you in your success, not that you need anymore, like you're already skyrocketing. And I do want to like circle back for just a heartbeat to talk about, you know, how you grew the 22,000 people to be a 30,000 Facebook group. But what's one thing that you would ask the community to do that they could support you?
If you know... I don't know how to pronounce his name properly, so please forgive me if he hears this and I'm butchering the name, but I think it's Paul Bricot or Paul Bricault at Amplify LA.
Mm, yes.
Or Troy Carter.
Oh, you guys. Do you know the podcast, How I Built This?
How I Built This? No.
Must listen.
Really?
Amazing. I believe it's an NPR podcast.
Okay.
Troy Carter episode.
Really?
You guys.
Okay. Well,
we'll include all this stuff. Carl's amazing. Thank you, Carl. He puts it all in the show notes. Mm. Find that How I Built This Troy Carter episode. It's so good.
That is the ask. Like, I would like to meet, or maybe Mucker, like, because I'm debating. Like,
who do you want to meet? Say it.
I want to meet Troy Carter. I want to meet Amplify, someone at Amplify or Mucker Labs, and any angel or incubator in LA, because I'm thinking I'm thinking to the point this may need a little bit more funding than my sort of bootstrappiness has gotten me to at this point.
So that was my next question. What is it that you want from them?
I'm on the fence, but I think I'm going to try to raise a round of financing.
And how much ballpark do you think?
Well, considering who my competitors are, which is, like we're trying to disrupt SoundCloud and Musical.ly. So I'm thinking around maybe $1 million. Maybe
crazy,
but you know, just contact me. I mean,
I need a mill too. If you guys listen, yeah. My
I mean,
ask,
look,
I'll take a mill.
You know, we're bootstrapped and we're going to be profitable.
Yeah.
I think very soon after we raise. So I think we'll be able to grow without getting any type of financing and just grow organically, like the way the first version did.
Yeah.
But I think we're at the time where, like, you've seen it. Like, if I could just pull...
It's dope.
Yeah.
And I could help you with that ask, because I know a lot of investors in LA, and so we'll talk about that post-episode. But if you guys know any of the investors at the different firms, or... Dude, Troy Carter's so cool.
That my
if you had any of them...
It's Troy Carter.
Yeah.
It's absolutely Troy Carter. Yeah. 100%.
Dude, he's so human. Like, humble, kind.
You know he's not on Twitter?
Yes, because I've tried tweeting him.
Right. He like it amazes me that Adam Factory is all the awesome things they do. They're not big on Twitter and other social stuff because they're probably busy, you know, just hustling or doing whatever they do. But yeah, I like everything. My wife is obsessed with me meeting Troy Carter, considering what the app is.
Yeah.
It's an app about music.
Yeah.
And like it's
so
in his
cool.
lane.
Totally.
And in terms of sort of people.
And you're a person about humanity and he's a person about. I think it's a perfect. I'm just, you guys, if you know Troy Carter, connect. What's the phone number again?
818-720-4852. Gregory Storm.
Last two questions.
Yes.
One, what's an LA Tech talent or startup you've come across lately that has really impressed you?
Okay, Matt Arvalo, Loot Crate. Hands
oh
down.
Oh my God, Loot
hands
Crate.
Hands down. Matt, Loot I don't know Crate. If you listen to the show, but it's like I tell everybody because I knew him in the web series world because like we were, you know, again, from the writing and producing, he was producing stuff and I was writing stuff. And this is before he did Loot Crate. And we were both like talking one day and we're like, yeah, web series is it's great, but there's no like business model.
Right.
And he's like a businessy type, you know, hustler, right? And he's just blown up. Like I was at this General Assembly event where it was after the graduates
were
there. It was one downtown LA. And a couple of guys walk in with Loot Crate shirts on. I'm like, what the hell? Now, mind you, I thought Loot Crate was just Matt and I'm blanking on his co-founder's name, but I thought it was just like a team of four at the time.
Yeah.
Well, I find out like a few months later, they were at like 200.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They were the fastest growing company. They're on like, what was it? Either Fast Company or Inc. for the fastest growing company in 2016.
They were featured on CSQ Quarterly, you know, the business magazine, PewDiePie. They did advertise with PewDiePie and he did a whole
by the
thing.
Way, let's see, CSQ. I think Troy Carter was on one of the covers.
Yes. He was.
Yes.
Loot Crate. Matt, do you know his Twitter handle by chance?
I think it's at Matt Arvalo.
Yeah. But we'll include it in the show notes. So everybody's going to kill me if I don't circle back to this.
Yeah.
How did you grow the Facebook group from 8,000 to 30,000 members?
I think just, like we didn't do anything active in terms of, I think it was the information was spreading because I did this.
And what's the Facebook group called?
The Facebook group is called App Entrepreneurs and Marketers.
Okay. And you'll send me the link. We'll include it in the show notes.
I'll send you the link. And then there's another one that was a sister one that broke off, which I think is at around 8,000 members called App Business group. I think it started with Feedback Friday. So I had this idea. I said, well, listen, we need to get, because a lot of people were posting, like most of Facebook groups are about people posting their own stuff.
Right.
Right. And our group, we made a very distinct decision to not let spam posts live in the group.
Right.
And so all of the sort of back and forth, that's what we lived for. And that's what I live for is like, you know, I literally want to help people. So I said, okay, I have this idea. Let's say every Friday, because people do want to post their stuff, but let's hold all that for Friday. And then as long as it's not an app, a live app link, and the reason is you don't want random people just downloading your app if that's not your market. What do you care if app entrepreneurs and marketers download your fitness app? Who cares? Mm-hmm. But so I said, on Friday, you can post anything. As long as it's not a live app link, you can post your website, you can post whatever you want and get feedback on it. And so as soon as we started that, we started getting, I mean, the traffic spiked. I mean, not that we could see the numbers, but I could just see in terms of engagement. It went from maybe 10 to 20 responses to a post to like 200 and 300. On Feedback Friday.
That's amazing.
And so that started, I think people started sharing that and saying, hey, well, you could go get feedback on your app icon, like app icon, on your screenshots, on your app store, dealing with ASO, which is app store optimization. You could, you know, you could do that on the app. I mean, you could do that in the group. And so because we were, again, helping people, and you could come there and say, hey, well, look, this is like, here's my app. Here's what it's doing. Here's the numbers that it's getting in terms of downloads. How can I improve them? Mm-hmm. And you're going to have a lot of smart people jump on and say, okay, what specifically are you doing? And like, I just made this video for somebody where I went to the app store, downloaded their app, and then I made a video giving them feedback of everything that I thought of it. And then I posted the video just for them. I gave them a private link, but giving them feedback on here's what's working. The reason that your Facebook ads are not converting is because your Facebook ad has nothing to do with the page once they hit the app store.
Right.
You're getting people to click on the ad, but then it's a disconnect once they get to the app store.
Right.
There's a lot of, I mean, I know we've gone way too long, but there's a lot of stuff that, you know what, maybe we'll do one. I mean, if you're up to it, and again, you could cut this.
I'm up for it.
Where I just
like
come
where
back
this is going.
And talk about how to maximize Facebook ads for anybody who wants to run Facebook ads.
Love it. What do you guys think? Tweet at We Are LA Tech if you'd like that bonus episode. I know we did another bonus episode on how to be the most efficient salesperson in a startup. We met with someone who worked with both Yelp and Inplug, and they've sold over millions of dollars. And so they talked about how to be, it was really interesting. They talked about how to be a sales professional, not a sales guy.
Nice.
So, I think that sounds great. I'd love to have you back. I'm sure you guys would too. Thank you so much for being such a champion of We Are LA Tech We Are LA Tech podcast and such a helpful person. So thank you so much for being on the We Are LA Tech podcast. This has been super, super fun. If you want to connect with more amazing people like Gregory, remember to go to the We Are LA Tech private chat at wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP.
It's worth it. I'm jumping in. I'm a VIP member. Definitely do it and support the show. Support Esprit and everything she's doing with the amazing We Are LA Tech. And now you could also go, can they still go to community.wearelatech.com?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
okay. Because I'm jumping in on all your stuff, do it. I mean, like VIP, it's like,
you know who built us that? Betalist.
Ira? Oh, Betalist, really?
Yeah, is that cool?
Oh, that's cool.
So cool. Yeah, so Betalist is an amazing supporter of We Are LA Tech, and they built us the community site. So like Gregory said, if you go to community.wearelatech.com, it's a free site where you just put up your profile, and then us as an internal team, we social share your profile with the community so everybody can know what you're up to. Like, I'm really proud of it.
You're doing a great job.
I'm trying. Do the best I can.
Well, and the best that you can is really great.
Thank you.
I don't know you, so this may sound weird, but I'm proud of all the work that you're doing. And I'm proud of the fact that I got like this moment to be in your presence. You are like I think the best ambassador to Los Angeles. I mean, after Cam, because, you know, I heard the episode where you two were like, you know, you know, like.
Get it. Yeah, I'm always like cheerleading Cam Kashani.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she has maybe passed the torch, and now you are like, you're like have rocket fuel, and what you're doing for the LA tech community, I think is absolutely amazing.
Really appreciate it.
And you are a treasure.
You're so supportive. I really appreciate it.
Like I said, I like helping people because people have helped me and one of the things that I tell people is like, if you get anything from what I give you or what I help you with, I don't care if you ever thank me, but go and help five other people. And then tell those five other people to tell other five other people.
Totally.
Because I think that's the way things should work.
Awesome. I'll talk to you guys. See you guys in the next episode. Bye. When I was a little girl playing in my father's office, I dreamed of learning how to code. But my dad wasn't a coder. He was a businessman. And I never got to learn how. And it's been something that I've been curious about my whole life. And now, like, this whole world is startup and tech crazy. And I just want to know how to code, too. Hack Reactor makes coding professionally go from being a dream and something that you just desire to have to really being a legitimate programmer. You could get a job straight away after. Even if you've been curious and you want to improve your skills and you're working in the marketing department and you happen to have to learn how to do HTML and you want to take your steps that much further, you got to check out Hack Reactor. Hack Reactor is the trusted environment, academic level education to go to become the best programmer that you could possibly be. Not only will you get the education, but you'll get the support from them to make sure that you're not alone in the journey. HackReactor.com. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.